Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99TheGame.com. Sam and Greg with you on this Sunday morning. So glad you're with us into the 7 o'clock hour. And the sound you hear in the background is the sound of the marching band from the University of West Georgia, the alma mater. And we're hearing that for great reason, Greg.
Yeah, because we decided to play it for you.
But yeah.
That's why. But you, Garrett decided to play it for you. Thank your boy there.
But I appreciate that. Appreciate it. And, of course, all the West Georgia Wolves in the area that are listening appreciate hearing that fight song as we are through the first round of the Division II playoffs and headed to play them folks from downstate for a second time next week, 1 o'clock, and just part of the stuff we're going to talk about.
Okay, them folks from downstate are who, for those folks who don't know?
Valdosta State.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have a little fun with them next week.
You go have a little fun down there with them? Okay, all
yeah.
right. Yeah, yeah. yeah. Well, listen, yeah. We start off the top of each hour, but the 7 o'clock hour, whether we're Saturdays, whether we're Sundays, whether we're this Thursday, Thanksgiving morning,
yes.
or Friday, the day after, we will be with you. It's time for Mr. Crenshaw to bring you up on what's going on locally, but at the top of each hour, we say, good morning, Georgia!
Good morning!
And a quick little, just a big old hug to all you fine people in Griffin.
Whoa.
Griffin, Georgia.
Griffin, Georgia, home of the Bears. Baldwin County. Good folks down there.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. And listen, before you get into
Homer
your stuff,
Jesse, Homer Jesse Tuckle.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to play a little game here real quick? I think you will get this question. And I don't normally do this, but I
saw
Homer
Willie Gault.
Oh, yeah. Wide receiver for the Bears.
Yeah.
Those 85 Bears teams.
Mm-hmm.
Caught himself a big patient at the Super Bowl there. 1978, Rookie of the Year. It was handed out on this date back then. Who, if you had to guess, was that person? The 78 Rookie of the Year.
78
rookie. National League Rookie of the Year.
National League Rookie of the Year. Oh,
I say this only because I figured this was your wheelhouse and you'd get this.
78's been a minute.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Give up?
Yep.
You covered him. Bob Horner.
Bob
Keeping
Horner.
It local.
Yeah, I did kind of cover him. You know what? He's he was recently selected for the Georgia Sports Hall of Fame.
Okay, rightfully.
And you know, I always want to throw that out to folks. But Bob Horner, Georgia Hall of Famer. I don't know. I mean, he's great player.
Good restaurant.
No restaurant. Where?
Didn't he have a restaurant or a barbecue joint? What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
He did.
Horner, I don't.
Okay.
To me, he always had problems staying healthy.
Yes.
Yeah, I always had some type of injury. And to me, he was supposed to be protection in the lineup for Murphy. And it was, to me, was never there. And Murphy had his bad balls. That's what makes his two MVPs so incredible. The fact that he had to chase bad balls and he didn't have anybody to protect him in that lineup most times. But Horner came in with this great promise straight from Arizona State. Never played a day in the minors. I was there at Old Fulton County Stadium the night he showed up and played his first game. He had a home run in the first game. There are about 5,000 people there. I'm sitting out in center field with a couple of my guys, or friends, and the guys a couple rows up over were smoking something that they had rolled and brought into the stadium. And they,
yes, man. Those are some good days, you know what I mean?
They weren't going to tell you to leave back in them years. Yeah, they was glad people
showed up. Yeah, they were still
up.
Going to the concession. In fact, more than most people.
Probably were, you know what I mean? Concession to the Prince business that night with those guys. but that's Bob Horner. Of course, hit 4 home runs in the game. You okay? don't hurt anything. Don't
in
hurt.
In honor of your story, I think I just took too big of a hit.
Hey. Easy, guy. Easy. Careful. But I did cover the game that he hit the 4 home runs.
Okay.
It was a Sunday afternoon against the Expos. And I just happened to be – I was working in Augusta at the time, and we just wanted to come up and shoot the Braves game and do some stories, get some interviews.
Yeah, and was he and Rafael Furcal the only two Atlanta Brave Rookie of the Years? Atlanta Braves. I'm not talking
Atlanta
about Milwaukee
Brave.
Or, you know – Well, Chipper. Was Chipper? No, he got beat out by Hideki.
No.
What's his face?
Nomo.
Not Hideki. What was it? Yeah, because that was a thing. Because Chipper had a great year and Nomo got it.
Yeah.
If I believe.
Furcal. I think this is the only ones we got. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's move on.
Okay. Move on. You sound like Brian Gumbel on Real Sports.
Well, you have no idea how much how close you are with that.
Of course, and we'll get into it more in the next segment with Chris Parker Jones, but we are on to the quarterfinal round of the state high school football playoffs. And maybe, of course, we'll talk about the high school school board show, but some great matchups are coming up this coming week. Some games we need to speak. I got to talk about John Chuckery's. The Fighting John Chuckery's are into the quarterfinal round. Roswell beat North Cobb this week, and so Roswell gets to play Grayson in a game that, you know, is going to be a really good ball game. A lot of people felt like North Cobb was one of the better teams in the state this year, but they are done.
He'll be following us too, by the way.
He will be.
He's on right after us from 10 until 2:30.
Really? Well,
yes.
That's it. That's right. Well, the Fighting John Chuckery's live to play another week. In the state football playoffs. That's a game we're going to be watching and looking forward to. Lowndes is their lone representative from down in South Florida in the major classification. They draw Collins Hill next. And so we'll see what happens with that game. That'll be a pretty good one. 6A got some really good matchups and some really good teams. We have Langston Hughes going to play Northside Warner Robins, Johns Creek and Decula, Westlake and Carrollton. The Westlake-Carrollton game and the Beaufort-Lee County games should be two great games. They could have been semifinal or possibly final contest between some really good teams there. You got Creekside and Whitewater. Creekside just keeps on rolling. BT knocked off an undefeated Woodward Academy team Friday night, so they're going to get Villa Rica. The Wildcats of Villa Rica are moving on. So you got some teams who've been there, we haven't been for a while. Clark Central and Calhoun. And I think it's going to be great. The guys from Athens got a big win over Stars Mill, and Calhoun is moving on. Bucky's for everybody. With Calhoun getting
What was that?
Bucky's, everybody. They have.
What's Bucky's?
They got one in Calhoun now.
Oh, them gas, those like gas station, department store.
Yeah, it was half Walmart, half
cathedrals.
Half truck stop.
I should have known that because I drove up and down and passed them in 75, but I really
right.
I didn't get up and go in.
You didn't go.
Them.
You didn't go in there,
man. I didn't need gas then, and you know how much I was going up and down 75.
Hold on, here's Garrett. Tell him, Garrett. You don't just go for the gas.
I went for the first time. I was coming back up from Orlando, Florida last week.
Yeah,
and I stopped down there in Warner Robins that I went to.
There you go. Yeah, yeah,
and. When I tell you that this is the mecca of gas stations, in the sense that, if anybody from Bucky's listening, I'm open for endorsement. But I mean, it was quite possibly one of the craziest experiences I have ever had in my life. I had just come back from Disney World, so I was like a little people out, and I mean, I'm a big people person too,
yeah.
and I was the crowd in there. People were lined up like 15 deep for a barbecue sandwich.
See,
gas station.
I'm out.
And then people were getting ribs and stuff.
Well, people are going on.
There were like 50 people behind the counter.
Yeah,
and it was insanity. And people were getting Bucky's T-shirts, and like people were buying their dadgum Christmas tree there. I mean, my goodness, man, this is insanity. It's what I call it, the Walmart of that doesn't do it. That's not.
No, you called it a cathedral.
It's like
that
a cathedral. It is a cathedral gas stations.
I took my nieces to the one. There's one in Leeds, Alabama, on the way to Birmingham. When we stopped in there, she says, "This is like the New York Stock Exchange. They're just people going all over the place." unbelievable.
The weirdest thing is people treated it like it was completely normal.
Yeah.
Like, this is, oh, yeah, we're just going to go to Buc-ee's real quick. What?
We are.
What is this place?
Listen, the bigger, the more attractive it is, because we are a society of convenience. People who want convenience. Give it to me right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait. Yeah. I want that, and I want it right now, and I'll stand in line a little bit longer. And plus, there's something to be said for being off the road for a minute, unless you got to be somewhere. See, Buc-ee's ain't a place if you're trying to get home quick, too.
No, because you're going to get in there, and you're going to get sucked into that place, and you're going to be there. You look up, and you've been in there about 45 minutes. So, yeah, but that's what good folks at Calhoun got a brand new one up there, so I'm sure they went there to do some celebrating. We're going to get more into the high school playoffs with Chris Parker coming in the next segment. Let's run down to college. I think we talked about what happened with Georgia yesterday and Georgia Tech falling at Notre Dame. Georgia State was a winner 28-20 over Arkansas State. That means that the Panthers are bowl eligible with one more game to play. They have Troy coming up next week in town over at Pete's Place. They're going to play it over there. BYU was in Statesboro. Boy, that's something for them to visit Statesboro. I wonder if the bird flew away again. BYU 34.
What you talking about?
At Georgia Southern. They played Georgia Southern. BYU and went to Georgia Southern. Yes. How did they get that game? Garrett, how did they get that game in Statesboro? How did they get BYU to come down there?
Usually
a guess is as good as mine, truth be told. I have no idea how they got BYU down there. I'll take it. But they got Blooper down there, too.
Really?
Yeah,
Blooper went down there to the game?
Blooper went down there. He was waving the Georgia Southern flag.
Yeah.
It was great. That was beautiful.
But did the Eagles stay in the stadium this time? Because that's like a flew out down there with Georgia State.
Oh, no.
Did the Eagles stay?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Well, we love Eagles, Freedom down there.
Freedom stayed in there. BYU wins that game 34-17. Kennesaw State, shout out to the Owls. Some other birds that stayed in the stadium. Who? The Owls. They are. What? What? What are you laughing about?
That was the sorriest who I ever heard before. Like, he had phlegm blocking it up or something. It didn't come out right.
They beat Monmouth yesterday 49-17.
You got to give me another who.
The Owls. Who? The Owls. The Owls beat Monmouth 49-17. They win the Big South Conference Championship.
Congratulations to them.
And today, around 12:30, 1 o'clock, they're going to find out where they go in the FCS playoffs. If they go, they're probably going to be at home. They're probably going to get a home game. But they can find out who they're going to get to play. Also mentioned now, West Georgia, 23, Albany State, 7. And so, I beat out a couple of our coworkers, Dr. Maria Boyington and Jarvis Davis, who are both loyal Albany State alums. I think Jarvis actually went to the game. But West Georgia wins that game 23-7. West Georgia now 9-2. They play at Valdosta State next Saturday at 1 o'clock. The folks from downstate got us 36-34 back on October 30th. So we're right back playing those guys. And Reinhardt's fine season ends. Kayser beats them 16-13. So Reinhardt's season ends with a record of 9-3. Celebration Bowl watch. Jackson State beat Alcorn State yesterday 24-10. Jackson State leads the NCAA with sacks with 44 this season. And Coach Prime is back on the sideline.
Oh.
He's got a little motorized chair that he's in because he was down, man. He was in the hospital for a while. Apparently, he had some type of infection with this surgery on his foot, but he's back, and so the team wins. They go to the they played in front of what was the crowd yesterday? 58,000 regular season game, Alcorn State. They played in front of 58,000 people yesterday in Jackson, Mississippi. And so they get to play Prairie View next week. Prairie View picked up a check yesterday. Texas A&M beat them 52-3. They got a nice check, and they go to the SWAC championship game. Winner of that game comes to Atlanta. Meanwhile, South Carolina State beat Norfolk State yesterday 31-21. So it looks like it's going to be South Carolina State against the winner of Jackson State and Prairie View. And John Grant got a smile on his face already because them tickets are going to be flying through the sky.
Man.
But one other game I got to mention before I go.
Go ahead.
You know, Georgia Tech beat Georgia.
You need more time on this because you want to say something.
It would 88-78.
Come on. No, that's not the story, folks. You want to save this because you've got something to say about this game, the way it was, where the time of year it was played and when they played it. Because I've heard you go on about this before, right? You got something to say about this, don't you?
They're accomplished, but nobody else knows it. They hid it.
That's what I'm saying.
They did a great job of hiding this game. They always do.
That's what I'm saying. You get every year you say this.
Yep.
Anyway, man, I love that new prompt, that new Nick Saban and Deion Affleck spot.
You know?
I love that one.
Thank you, Nick Seuss. Nick Seuss is the reporter from Jackson, Mississippi, who picked at Deion and didn't want to call him coach. And he talked about the whole thing about Saban. Ain't it funny now how Deion and Saban are laughing at him with that money?
Yep.
Great.
Coming up next, as you just mentioned, Mr. Crenshaw's partner from the Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show, Chris Parker, is coming up. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and also on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Nothing like some Mark Knopfler early in the morning. I like some Mark Knopfler. Dire Straits from Newcastle, England.
Ah.
A little bit more information than you asked for. Sam and Greg. Coming up, we're going to talk about our Thanksgivings. From my past, from Sam's past, from Garrett's past, things that we enjoy doing on our Thanksgivings as we get ready for Thursday. But this is one of those weeks where people have mentally checked out. You can already tell whether they're thinking about what they're going to buy at Bucky's for the holidays, or where you're going to get. Have you got your tree yet? Or if you don't have a fake one, do you have the tree by now?
Me?
Yeah, question. Yeah, do you think folks have the tree if it ain't a fake one?
Some people do. You know what? Because I think just we're prepared to do the holidays more like the way we're used to doing the holidays. So I think people are really excited about it this time because last year was just so different. So, I think a lot of trees are probably going to go up earlier. A lot of trees are probably already up.
That's too early.
Well, we can do that. We just have the spirit to do that now because last year was just so bad.
All right. Yeah. Point taken. Mm-hmm. On this 21st day of November, we got some folks celebrating a birthday. We're going to get to Chris in a second and congratulate him on his Bama team. And we need to find out, Chris, while you're waiting there, think about some potholes that need fixing in this city. That's the first thing we ask you about. But we got some Hall of Famers, man. Troy Aikman.
Ah.
Griffey Jr.
Okay.
Celebrating a birthday on this day. Got some more, but I'll pace them out there. But anyway, happy birthday to them. Mm-hmm. Want to welcome in Mr. Chris Parker, the co-host of one of the biggest radio shows that hit the airwaves just months ago, and it has overtaken this entire area, especially for those of you who love high school sports. So, Mr. Parker, first of all, welcome. Secondly, congratulations on the success of your team. And if you've been listening, you know how we feel about your team, and we don't mind them coming here and fixing our potholes.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me. There are a few potholes on my ride down into Atlanta, you know, turning on 10th Street sometimes.
No, they fixed that one. Peachtree.
Yeah. There's some room for improvement, but they're working. They're working. Work in progress.
What'd you think about that game? You didn't get to watch much of the game yesterday, though, Chris, the Alabama game.
Greg, it's been a long weekend for me already. You know, you're talking about festivities and birthdays. My daughter's birthday was a few days ago. We celebrated at the skating rink. You know, you can imagine me at the skating rink.
Ice or roller?
Roller.
Okay.
I don't know if I could do the ice. I did see it out there near your studios the other day. Mm-hmm. But then my sister-in-law's birthday is today, Rebecca. She played soccer at Alabama. You know, we talk about the Tide.
Okay.
It's Rebecca's birthday today, and so we're doing something for her. So I bounced around, didn't get to see the game much till I watched a little bit on the replay, and looks like Alabama offense looks pretty good. And they just don't get key stops on defense right now. And, you know, that we're so spoiled with them that this is a really, really good team, and it feels like they're not as good as, you know, what people expect them to be.
Yep, that's the thing. But we'll see. They've gotten better as the season has progressed, but they got in for a test in a couple of weeks. Now we know they're going to be able to. But they still got to get by Auburn, too.
Well, hang on a second. I was just going to say, because, Chris, what are the chances of Auburn, you know, putting a crossover on Alabama and breaking their ankles? And if they make it close, listen, Alabama's going to get in, but they actually have to beat them to make some sort of noise and keeping Alabama out. What do you think the chances of that happening is, especially with that particular rivalry?
Yeah, it's in Auburn, and Alabama hasn't won in Auburn since, I think, 2015. So they lost in 17 and 19 in Auburn. Won in Tuscaloosa every year for almost a decade, or maybe past a decade. But they do struggle in Auburn, and the game's in Auburn. Auburn's really struggling right now, so probably tough to fathom. But if you ever lived in Alabama, like I did for 23 years, you know that it's one of those games where Auburn is not scared of Alabama. They're not that. They don't get off the bus and get beat by Alabama like a lot of people do. And so it will be interesting. If Alabama turns the ball over and makes mistakes, it could be a game. Yeah, I think Georgia probably has a better team than Alabama this year. But you know, one game season. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, if they go for a long field goal attempt at the end, he won't have the elephant parade out there. You know, blocking for those guys because that's what happened last time. The kick six, man.
They get that opportunity. Nick might play for overtime this time.
Folks, we're spending some time with Chris Parker, Coach Chris Parker, my partner in crime on Friday nights here with the High School Scoreboard Show. We talk high school football around our area. Chris, we're into the quarterfinal round. Talk to everybody and explain. We talked about it Friday night, getting a chance to practice on Thanksgiving week and what that means if you're a high school coach or a high school player.
Yeah, it's a special time. I mean, basically that's the gauge, the generic gauge of this is when you feel like your team is either super successful. If it's a team that is not normally playing on Thanksgiving, then playing on Thanksgiving or practicing on Thanksgiving, playing the next day is the ultimate goal. And we've got some teams, you know, Johns Creek's never made this before. You know, there's several like that this is the ultimate goal they probably could have set for themselves. And then, you know, some of the teams that practice on Thanksgiving every year, getting here is when they can kind of breathe a little. Now look out and see 2 weeks after Thanksgiving in this one, and they can achieve their ultimate goal, which is state championship. So it's really a good mark to say if you're practicing on Thanksgiving, it's been a great season.
Yep, we will talk about that. And there's some teams that will be there. Pick some of the games that are coming up this weekend. Some really great games in the 6A classification that I'm looking at. Of course, there's one team from South Georgia left in the largest classification. Lowndes is hanging around.
They're hanging around. They got Collins Hill in Valdosta. That'll be a good game. And Buford's going down to Lee County. Marist going down to Benedictine, which is South Georgia. So some of our best North Georgia teams all going to South Georgia this week.
Yep, they are. Another game I'm looking forward to is that Westlake-Carrollton game. And those guys are not that far away from each other. You think about where Carrollton is and where Westlake right there on Highway 166. They can go the back way right there. I knew that because that's the way I go to, went to college.
You should see his arms waving while he was doing that, too. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That the you cut right through the backside of Douglasville, and you're there. But I think that's going to be a great ball game between those two teams as well.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that's a big one. You know, Carrollton have made the quarterfinals, I think, 5 years in a row, and have never and haven't won that game. So far, I think this is the sixth. So Coach Joey King, who we know well at Cartersville, went to be a college coach, now back at Carrollton, trying to get over that hump. They've been at the quarterfinals many years in a row, hadn't gotten over that hump. And then Westlake, you know, a team that is shown to be one of the best in the state. A lot of teams in Fulton County doing well right now, and some will have to give. One of them season will be over, but both really good teams. You know, six teams from Fulton County still in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think six from Gwinnett.
Yeah,
and, you know,
two from City of Atlanta.
And two from the City of Atlanta, Carver and South Atlanta, both playing at home this week. Sam, how about that?
Oh man,
home games in the quarterfinals for APS school. I mean, that is getting that those programs are really improving.
Yeah,
they really are.
That is Chris Parker, Mr. Crenshaw's partner, who enjoyed some Hoots Wings the other night there on the Friday night high school scoreboard show.
I wondered how far we're going to get along before we mention Hoots Wings. But go ahead, Greg.
Greg, yeah, I wonder what's the breakfast equivalent, Greg? What do you guys have to get on the morning show to equal the Hoots Wings?
Well, you know what? Give me a second to think about that. But we've already solidified ourselves in Georgia lore with breakfast in a way that you may not know about this, but you know when Corky Kell comes up. I coined this phrase, but I'm gonna share it with Sam because he's my partner, that we call that first game, the Kell game, by the way.
9 a.m.
9 a.m., that first game has been known as the biscuits and gravy game.
I like it.
You know,
like
and then John Bednarowski from the Marietta Daily Journal, he stole it and he spread it out there, and now other people are using it. So that's my claim to fame. I don't have a breakfast like you said, but the fact that we should be part of the program, man, or at least that name. When they put the Coke Kale program out there, they should have the name of that, and then that's the biscuits and gravy game, and it should be a game that every program strives to be a part of. And then at some point down the road, we get one of them little trophies. Like they have the between the rivalries in college, like the Paul Bunyan thing or the bucket or something like that. We get a plate, you know, get Waffle House to put something together, and then they make a nice little biscuits and gravy, man.
They
give that to the winner, and then everybody on the team, the person who has the best game during the post-game interview, has got handed a plate just like on Thanksgiving, and they take a piece of the turkey leg and eat it. They should have some biscuits and gravy for it. I got this all mapped out, man.
Yeah.
I got this all mapped out. Anyway, Chris Parker joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I'm asking both of you guys this. As you talk about the playoffs and the teams that are there, now that you're at this point, who surprised you? Who did you not see being where they are right now when the season started? I'll start with you, Chris.
Well, you know, I mentioned Johns Creek was a 4 seed. I mean, they had the toughest road going to the playoffs. They lost the 10th game. They upset Rome in the first round. They beat Evans last week. Now they're in the quarterfinals after looking like they wouldn't make it out of the first round. That's surprising. And from an overall season standpoint, you know, there's several teams, but you know, Roswell beat North Cobb, I thought was crazy, in the manner in which that went, and Sam and I highlighted that. But you know, it's a lot of the same teams, honestly, Greg, at this time of year.
Yeah,
it's more about who you didn't see here a few weeks ago. Even, you know, you're not gonna see as many unheralded teams in the quarterfinals, and that's just the nature of high school football.
Yeah.
You'll see the occasional one.
Well, I think about some that are not here. One that's not here, Chris, is Cartersville. And Cartersville has been a mainstay, and they're out.
Because of how the bracket drew, you know, that Region 1, which was really, really good, and Region 7, which was really, really good, both had 3 state championship caliber teams in them,
mm-hmm.
all matched up in the second round. So Ware County played Calhoun. Cartersville played Warner Robins. That's 4 of the best teams in the state, and they played in the second round, so 2 are out. So Sam may be right, Greg. It may be a little more about who's not in, you know, than that one really like NCAA basketball Cinderella team, it may not really exactly be here, at least in the higher classes. But there are a few really, really good teams that are not going to be practicing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about. Chris, two more things before I let you go. We mentioned Corky Kell. We know that they did unveil the locations for the Corky Kell coming up next year. Not the teams, but the locations will be Johns Creek, Rome, West Forsyth, and, of course, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Don't know if they're going to bring Hoover, Alabama back. Those guys come over here and take your lunch money. We don't know if we're going to invite them back again this next year. But, Chris, also want to let people know about Parker Resources and something that you work with and some, you know, books that you have available. And it could be a good stocking stuffer for somebody who's coaching, about to get into coaching, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff if people are interested in coaching. A lot of it's free, you know, and there's stuff posted daily. Resources stuff, and then of course, you know, we got books and documents, courses, videos, whatever to help out coaches, athletic directors get organized, you know, being just like any business, being organized, being able to build relationships, being able to communicate is going to be about half the battle, if not more. So you try to, you know, now that I'm not coaching and when I don't spend my time with Sam, that's what I'm doing. So but I do appreciate the kind words Greg had for us coming in. The reality is Sam put that high school show together, and it really has been really fun to be a part of, and I think people have really enjoyed it. But I've been happy to be a part of it. But Sam really been the driving force between that. He's done a great job and always has, but that's for this too.
Well, yes, and I don't know that to be the case because I don't work with y'all, but I would assume you're probably right there. He does work very hard. He ain't never home. So, you know, he's probably out there doing something. They got sparks coming off his heels. I want to ask you guys something because you brought this up a second ago. Having listened to Mr. Crenshaw these years as we talk football, high school sports, tell me if I'm in the ballpark with this assessment that Georgia, Texas, and Florida are traditionally the three states with the best high school programs. Is that about right? Is California in there, but are those the three?
Probably California, too, all four. And all four different, but all four probably produce the vast majority of the quality teams and programs. Yes,
okay, so my question is, and I got to do this quickly, how y'all let a team from Alabama come over here and, as you said, steal lunch money, Sam? And Nick Saban ain't coaching Hoover, Alabama's high school team. So how they come over here and do this? We're supposed to be the big dog when it comes to high school. That's all I'm saying.
It's a matchup, too, now. Hoover's about the second best team in 7A in Alabama. Our second best team in 7A in Georgia wasn't North Gwinnett this year, and that's who they played. So that's part of the issue. But the other thing is there's going to be teams in each state, the very best team, that might beat somebody from Georgia. What's not going to happen is if you take the 100th best team from Alabama and the 100th best team from Georgia, that 100th best team from Georgia is going to be vastly superior to most states. That's what you're going to find, is the depth.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, all right, I'll accept that, but I ain't happy with it because I tell you what, I don't mind the college team coming in because they bring some folks and they spend some money. High school ain't bringing that many people here, and they ain't fixing nam one pothole in the city.
Yeah.
Chris Parker, thank you for getting up and being a part of the show, man, and thank you for being a part of the Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show with Mr. Crenshaw. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all.
All right.
How y'all let Hoover, Alabama come in here? Anyway, it's all about Thanksgiving next. It's Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg. You got us till 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh, yes, you do.
Falcons obviously off, and so we get the extra hour. You will also have us on Thanksgiving morning and Friday morning. So, yay, and get rid of us. And as I started the show off with, no, we didn't lose a bet. We're happy to be there for you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy to be there for you. And, of course, we'll be back next Sunday, too.
You just having
a singing day.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, man. That takes me back to the Omni. People smoking things, and they could smoke. You know, I had a head full of hair.
Garrett, you now see why I played it. What? Asked you to play it. Yeah. I requested. Yes. I know what gets you going. Yeah. I was your producer.
A great concert, man. Incredible concert.
Yes, it was.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
And listen, Chris mentioned something. They got the ice rink downstairs already.
Yes,
at
man.
Square.
That's the other thing. People, if you have not been to see the new and improved Colony Square, which a lot of us have not seen because all of us are not back working here in the Kia Studios. Yeah, all of our Odyssey Atlanta family are not back working. So a lot of us have not seen it. But in the area, the courtyard area out there, is now an ice skating rink. And I didn't realize that there's a history of an ice skating rink at Colony Square. Back in the day, there was a rink on the inside of Colony Square. I mean, years and years and years ago. I keep trying to remind people.
Yeah, it's probably dinky, though.
Well, you know, it probably wasn't as nice as the one over at the Omni, or what is now CNN Center. That one was a really nice rink.
Where the Thrashers played?
No. I'm talking about outside
the courtyard.
No, I'm talking about what is now the food court.
Oh, the food court. Okay.
That was an ice rink.
You're right.
That was an ice skating rink.
I remember that. Yeah.
It was a very nice skating rink there, and it was one of the best places in town. People would come there and skate because we only had about three rinks in the town back in those years. Yeah. You had the one out at East Cobb, and I think there's one out in Stone Mountain. But they would set one up here that I found out through a story watching Fox 5 this week. On the first day they opened it. So now they brought the ice skating rink back to Colony Square. So if you have not been to see the new and improved Colony Square that we've seen, helicopters pull you know, refrigerators off top of buildings and all kind of stuff to get this thing put together.
Now, that's where the building. I'm coming down there though. I'm breaking out the bowers and I'm coming down there just because you don't believe I can skate.
Well, you need to come down there because it is here and it is awesome. It is awesome.
I know they do one at Atlantic Station too.
They do one at Atlantic Station, but they're doing one here at Colony Square. So if you haven't had a chance to come and visit the new and improved Colony Square, come down and bring your ice skates.
Hey man, you know what? Well, let's update the poll question here. Yeah. We had a poll question. We started off the show. As we approach Thanksgiving, we know we're going to get three pro games on that day. Forever, it was just two, but they added the third game. So we decided to ask you if the NFL made some changes to the Thursday lineup of games that they put out for us. What would, if one of these changes, would you like to see implemented or other? One is make that third game a permanent location, much like Detroit and Dallas. Rotate them every year, every team, every location, every year. Or guarantee that the Super Bowl champion will be playing in one of those games. At 92.9 The Game is where you can find the poll. Garrett, do you have an update for us?
I sure do. All right, so make the third team permanent actually is in last place right now. 8% of the vote. Other is 10% of the vote. Coming in at 20%, the Super Bowl champion plays. I thought that was kind of a creative option. And then in first place by a wide margin, 62%, rotate all of the teams. I don't think people want to watch the Detroit Lions, really. I mean, is that what they're saying?
And the Cowboys.
Cowboys. We already have to watch the Cowboys every single Sunday.
That's what I'm saying.
So I think it's sort of, we're just sort of numb. It's just like the Lions, man. Come on.
Yeah. I think that the Cowboys
got to make it the only game on television for people to watch.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, and that gets us into what we do for Thanksgiving Day, because I think a lot of people don't even watch that Lions game. I think that's when people do turkey ball. I think that's when people go outside with their kids, get a football, and wait for the food to get done. I really do. I think people don't even watch that game.
You're assuming everybody lives in a house or a neighborhood where they can go out. If you're in a condo or an apartment in downtown over there by Georgia State, you ain't walking out into the street and playing football. But point taken.
Yeah.
It depends on who Detroit is playing, too.
I don't know.
Brady and New England was coming in and playing that game against Detroit, they would watch them.
It's all bad.
Oh, so, okay.
I've been there. You ever been to that
game? That's your problem. No,
you ever been?
Okay, you're gonna get your coffee. Here we go.
I've been to the Detroit Thanksgiving game. Thank you. Traveling with the Falcons, and that was a miserable Thanksgiving. You went there. It was snowing. It was cold. But you know what? You go in there, and the place is packed. The folk in Detroit, they show up for that team, and why they don't have a revolt with the ownership up there, I have no earthly inkling. But they show up. For the game, and I'm in the press box there with Ford, which is a very nice stadium. The stadium is awesome right there, and the Tigers is right next door. But man, they served us a Thanksgiving meal with cold pumpkin pie. They gave me a cold slice of pumpkin pie
because you were with the Falcons.
But it doesn't matter. I'm watching that. I gotta watch the Lions. That's punishment enough. I gotta spend my Thanksgiving watching the toothless cat, and then they bring me a slice of cold pumpkin pie, man. You know, the only redeeming factor about making that trip and being there that day was at halftime, they brought Mariah Carey out there.
Oh, and that famous
You notice how my voice changed.
I did. I noticed that. You got a little Barry White there. you got a little I'm a Period on Soul Train talking about my new album. Well, there's going to be some love songs.
They brought Mariah Carey out there at halftime, but these four guys were carrying on this thing like Cleopatra style, right? And she gets off that, and she warbles and sings her song, you know, All I Want for Christmas. And then she gets back on the thing, and these four muscular guys kind of carry her off the field and whatnot. That was great.
So,
other than that, there's this dude in a hard hat that sings a Lions fight song that nobody in the crowd knows. Who you want to know a Detroit Lions fight song, man? You know,
people from Michigan.
They don't even know it. Nobody was singing with that dude. It's not like Chicago Bears, you know, or any of the songs that the fight songs, you know, in the NFL. Nobody knows Detroit Lions fight song.
Ooh, you almost cussed.
No, I didn't.
You almost dropped the.
Oh, no.
All right.
No,
well,
they ain't doing that.
But
now.
you But you have some angst in your story here. So yeah. I understand you got some cold, pumpkin pie and you got to go to Detroit. Okay, we get that. I still say there's something to be said for watching one of the greatest running backs of all time if that's the only draw. And that was the only draw for them during this time. I mean, before that, I don't know who they had to watch. It wasn't like it was Billy Sims. We were going to watch them. But during the Barry Sanders years, that was something because they weren't on prime time. You heard about Barry Sanders. You saw him in the replays, but you never got to see him live. So when you saw him on Thanksgiving, that was something to behold.
Barry Sanders or Billy Sims or any of them dudes they've had up there. They've had some players up there.
Going to see and check out.
What's the most memorable thing you remember from any of those games? Ahmad Rashad proposing.
Okay, well, you just asked and answered the question.
Well, I'm just saying.
That ain't for me, though.
That's a memorable thing that happened on doing Detroit Lions game
for
on
you,
TV.
Garrett said something. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 929TheGame.com. And Garrett jumped in here and said something about them playing because you don't see them in the Super Bowls or that stadium is what it is. Here's the thing about, but you mentioned it. And this is the unique thing about that state. And it got nothing to do, again, with my wife. I noticed this when I grew up in Chicago. For a city to have gone through what that city goes through, it looks very, very poor, let's be honest, when you drive through there. They might be on the way back now, but Detroit is one of those cities that you do not make a vacation stop for. But yet, and we talk about the economy there. We talk about the lack of jobs there because it just doesn't look like anything near to when the motor automobile industry was flourishing.
But the people show up, Greg.
But that's what I'm getting to.
And they ain't getting free tickets.
Sam, listen, you got Lions, you got Tigers, you got Red Wings, you got Michigan, you got Michigan State, you got all those programs, who am I leaving out, Pistons, that all have packed houses, and it's a wonderment to me.
But they won something.
No, I'm saying across the board.
Hey, all the other people you just mentioned have won something.
I understand. Well,
they have.
Everyone you mentioned
either won a World Series or NBA or NHL or National Championship.
They won a World Series since then.
But
since
they have.
Yeah,
they
but
have.
That money being spent now ain't got nothing to do with what happened in 1984. My point for saying it is that city is downtrodden as it is, or that region, I should say, that is downtrodden as it has been. Still, surprisingly, spends that money on those sports teams. That's what I'm saying, and I agree with you. Yeah, it's packed, and I'm saying you wouldn't think that would be the case if they, when you go up there and look at the city and you hear about the jobs that aren't there and the poverty that's there, like a lot of big cities up north, because there are, listen, we can talk about Chicago, you want to bring that in, they don't support those teams if they ain't got the money in their pocket.
Listen.
Stand and cheer the brave. Win the game. It is. All right. Y'all making fun. I can't be laughing with you here. You know they get me going down that road. I can't do it.
A Lions victory.
Again, I got no dog in this fight, but I can say this, that there were a couple players that drew me to the TV for that game. Yeah, I was out there in Oak Park playing the Turkey Bowl on Thanksgiving morning, but I wanted to see Barry Sanders. I think finally, Detroit's got had a player that has one of the most iconic roles in moviedom, and he was a Detroit Lion.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Garrett, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, Garrett? No?
What was it? You said
I said there was a Detroit Lion who has one of the most iconic roles and scenes in movie history, and he was a Detroit Lion.
No, man. That's
Alex Karras. Mongo. Blazing Saddles. Punched out a horse.
Yeah.
That was you have to see it, and when you do see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we didn't really get much into our Thanksgivings because we had to – Sam wanted to pile on Detroit, which is going to make my afternoon just wonderful. Coming up next, though, we're going to go back to college football, talk about that. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Terrell Thomas from These Urban Times, talking basketball and a casting call. Normally, we shut things down during this time of year, but there's some jobs out there for you. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Also, take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.